Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in an hour, we'll talk to Qadri Ismail, 10-year NFL vet, played for the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with them. Hosts the Purple pregame and postgame show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. So we will talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. Not every time that I hear Guns N' Roses, but for some reason, when I just heard Guns N' Roses, it's not many times that you can think about like specific places of events that happened like during your high school years.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when I heard Guns N' Roses, I can remember exactly being on Greenbelt Road. And is it 193 that intersects with Greenbelt Road?
Isn't,
or 197? Whatever. Greenbelt Road.
193 is Greenbelt Road.
Yeah, that's 193.
Yeah.
But whatever comes from like Bowie and intersects with Greenbelt Road, and Frasier being in the car, and you had a tape.
Sure.
And it was tape. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And Frasier was choning on you because he wasn't a metalhead.
I'll be honest. I may have discovered Guns N' Roses on the East Coast. I may have been.
I thought it was your brother. I thought your brother was ahead of the curve on that one. No? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I may have been the first person on the East Coast to listen to Guns N' Roses. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to plant my flag there. I'm kidding. But yeah, I remember buying cassettes back in the day, and that was obviously one of the greatest albums of all time, Appetite for Destruction. I mean, it launched their careers. Pretty amazing.
Why do you bring that up, JB?
Just that the bumper was Guns N' Roses.
Sadly,
and for some reason that popped into my head, being in the car and Frasier joning on Cakes, because nobody had heard of Guns N' Roses.
It's so inside, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was one of those things. I'll give him credit. He just
ahead of the curve.
In my group of friends, he discovered Guns N' Roses.
Thank you. I'll take that credit.
And like most of the bands that he listened to at the time weren't necessarily for everybody, like our friend group.
Sure.
They weren't listening to Slayer and Megadeth and everything, and he popped that tape in.
They were not.
And then they became silly and kind of mass appeal.
Thank you.
What's your big announcement?
I'll take
that's
those
way
kudos.
More important than that. What's your big announcement?
All right, well, we got to get a little drum roll,
you
I guess.
The long one or the short one?
It's up to you.
We'll give you the longer timpani. You can vamp a little bit.
All right. Well, I'll say for the last 6 or 7 months, I even gave up a vacation. I was pitched a project. I decided to say yes. And I'm ready to announce my latest book, Faith Restored, which is about the resurrection of the Commanders and its fan base and how the franchise won the city back.
Look at that.
It is available now at faithrestoredbook.com.
Very good.
Let me go to it.
I got to thank a lot of people. I'll be honest. I was pitched this project. It was just before they played the Lions. And I didn't say yes, but we happened to have Herm Edwards on the show. And in the back of my mind, I asked Herm Edwards a question about Jaden Daniels facing Justin Herbert as a freshman. And he told a story on the Junkies, and I flipped that into a little story, which I included in a chapter called Game Changer. But the book is about mostly last year, but for a generation of fans who didn't grow up with the Washington team being good, like my daughter, huge, passionate Redskins fan, now Commanders fan, they never saw a season like last year. And last year was reminiscent of the glory years. So the book is kind of quickly hits the glory years, then The Destruction, which is basically during our radio career.
Great. That's awesome.
We were around during the destruction of the Washington Redskins as Dan Snyder made them a national embarrassment.
Dan Snyder, we've talked about this on the air. Dan Snyder has literally cost this show millions of dollars in missed ratings bonuses over a 2+ decade span.
So,
and that's not even an exaggeration. That's legitimate.
The book starts there, but kind of quickly goes through it because there's been books written about the history of the Redskins, history of Dan Snyder. Takes us through the Burgundy and Sold party. We were there. Josh Harris called into the radio station.
Yep.
And how excited people were. I remember Cakes on stage leading F. Dan Snyder cheers and thousands of people cheering it on.
It's a fun event.
And then how Josh Harris turned the culture around. It took a little while because he inherited Ron Rivera, but then he brings in Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and boom, they draft a game changer. We kind of plucked that when Dan Quinn came on the show and he said game changer. I know EB and I in particular thought, oh, that's a tell. They're taking Jaden Daniels and turn the franchise around. And look, when you get to the Falcons game, you could see the fan base has come back. Cakes has talked about this. When we did our watch party at Honor Brewing.
Yes. That was for the NFC title game.
Compare that to the pregame shows we were doing 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Where you would not see any gear from Washington's Redskins at the time and the football team. Now everybody's buying jerseys. They're back into it. So that's kind of what the book's about. I got to thank a lot of people here. I just want to knock this out. Our pal Schwartzy did the cover for the book. Let me tweet it out.
I want to retweet something.
I just tweeted that out.
Give me something to retweet.
It's right there, at Junks Radio.
All right.
Schwartzy's awesome. I talked to him. Look, he's artistic. And I was like, let me talk to somebody who I know who's artistic.
You're saying Cakes and I are artistic?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if I wanted a stick figure cover. But immediately, he was like, well, what's the book about? I was like, would you consider doing a cover? He said, what's the book about? And then he just had this idea of Jaden Daniels jumping through the pages. And so that's what he did. I got to credit EB and Valdez because I showed each of you guys. Cakes might not have been in that week, but I showed the guys the cover. And EB was like, you got to show a little more jersey, which he did that. And then Valdez was like, I got to show a little more helmets. He did that. I got to thank Othello, our former colleague.
Very good, Othello.
I turn to people I know. So Oathman is his real name. Othello is how we always called him for years.
I had no idea that was his real name.
You know his real name?
No. I thought Othello was his real name.
No. Anyway.
I had no clue. I'll never call him Oathman.
He did the landing page. You can buy it right now. FaithRestoredBook.com.
Very good.
You can buy it with credit card, with Venmo, with PayPal, all that stuff. It's right there. FaithRestoredBook.com. So he set that up. But let me tell you something. They won an award for this. The PR staff from the Commanders, Sean DeBarberry, Charlie Mule, they're amazing. I showed up to minicamp and I ran into a bunch of people and they're like, what are you doing here? Because it's not something the junkies really do.
No.
But I interviewed a bunch of players and they were very helpful. Even getting pictures, like I had to go through a legal process to get pictures for inside the book, the cover of the book, that's through the Commanders. But Sean is amazing. They won an award. Like, this is the difference between Josh Harris's organization and the former owner.
Yeah, they don't want to be.
It is night and day.
They don't want to be adversarial with the media.
There's a chapter in the book called Night and Day. But that's an example that they had, you know, they had people that we met over the years that worked in PR. And now they won an award for having the number one media relations staff.
Talk about the
PR
people
staff
that they gave you access to.
So I really got to thank some of these people I interviewed. First of all, Tressway is an amazing dude. I actually heard him tell a story on Grant and Danny's show, and then I got with him that I wanted that in the book. We arranged an interview on a Friday night. He talked to me for an hour and a half, and I had to like get off the phone with him. Like, he just, he's the world's nicest guy, the longest tenured player who's offers a great perspective of what it was like in the previous regime and what it was like now. You know, when he signed his deal, they like went all out when he signed his most recent deal and had like music and kind of like really did it up like a congratulations, like a party. That would never have happened under the previous regime. But I interviewed Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, Marcus Mariota, Tyler Biadasz, Brian Robinson, a bunch of ex-Redskins, from Santana Moss to Doc Walker, Fred Smoot, Logan Paulson, Charlie Casserly. And then this book is also about the fans. I even interviewed Cakes, EB's mom for the book.
Oh, Mrs. Nice. Bickle makes an appearance.
Nice. I don't even think I knew that.
The book is about the fans coming back to the team. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. A couple people have read some sample chapters. I've gotten good feedback. I got to thank some people that encouraged me along the way. But guys like Steve Sands, Steve Buckhantz, Tony Perkins, Chris Stone, who did Ref the District, our pal Big Keith, Tailgate Ted, Chris Farley, our pal, is there because I have stories of fans. So fans who grew up with the team. EB, you've talked about this. Your Sundays were a big deal growing up.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people.
My week revolved around it.
Yes, and in the 80s, during the glory years, you know, Josh Harris talks about this. It wasn't like it is now. Nobody was out. Everybody was watching the games. Everybody was watching the Redskins, and they were winning Super Bowls, and they were winning all the time, and families got together. And by the end of Snyder, that was destroyed, and all faith was kind of lost. But last year, you saw the resurrection of the Commanders, and you saw the fans coming back to the team and winning the city back and that enthusiasm. So that's what the book's about, and it includes fan stories from guys like Big Keith, who went to Tampa, or Chris Farley, who went to the Eagles game, or Tailgate Ted, who caused a stir. So it's a mix of the season. You relive the season, the highs and lows, and a mix of the fans coming back to the team. So that's been my last 6 or 7 months. Quick little shout out. I probably paid 100 visits to the Quince Orchard Library. That's where I did most of my
That's a lot of library visits.
Because I found... Because
you got to find someplace boring.
I found when I go home, and even if nobody was home, my wife's working, my kids in school, there's a bed.
Yeah.
There's a pantry, and there's a TV. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough to kind of get work done. So anyway, the book's called Faith Restored. I'm going to post a promo video. Schwartzy did a promo video. I'll get that up here during the commercial break. I think that Mike Marr is going to post it. So again, get the book. FaithRestoredBook.com, and then I got two more announcements. I said I was only going to have a second announcement, but I've got a couple more.
All right.
Here's the next big one.
Yeah.
For the last book, Still Barking, I got our pal Mark Roberge to do the forward.
Yeah. Love Mark.
Which was awesome.
Yep.
For this book, Joe Theismann did the forward. So God. I got to thank Joe Theismann.
Joe T, very good. Love
I actually
that.
Just read it yesterday. It's excellent. Awesome. Joe was great. I interviewed him along the way, and he's just so giving with his time. Really thankful for him. He's been on the show. He then sent us a bunch of books recently. So excited that Joe Theismann did the forward, and it's really, really good. And then here are two other little things. This is kind of gimmicks. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, gimmicks to sell the book. But I did it last time, and I'm going to do it again. We're going to have a P1 party, book party at the house for one of the away games.
Ah,
I haven't determined exactly because I got a soccer schedule I got to deal with on Sundays, but I think it's going to be for week 5 against the Chargers. But in the first 1,000 books sold, there's going to be 10 golden tickets. You get one of those golden tickets, you're going to go to the book party at the house.
Very good.
You're crazy.
If you buy the book today,
yeah,
I will guarantee that I will personalize the book for you.
Wow, right. Look at
so
that.
So I will sign that. So faithrestoredbook.com, that's how you get it. Another quick thank you, because I don't know the business side very well.
Yeah.
I talked to Chuck Lee. Like, who do I know that knows things about businesses?
Right.
And I talked to Chuck Lee, and I told him, hey, I got this book. How do I best go about it doing this? And he put me on to Shopify. And so I established this store on Shopify. You don't need to worry about that. But just a shout out to Chuck Lee, because you buy the book at faithrestoredbook.com. Then I get all the info. Then we ship the book to you.
All right.
Very good.
Let me ask you something.
So, a couple other shout outs.
Oh, interviewed. My God. I want to ask a question. I'm going to help you.
All right, real quick. Barstool Nate, Clinton Yates, Chris Russell, Grant Paulson, Danny Rouye, John Keim, Rick Snyder. These are all people that helped me on the book.
All right. Has this, all of your research and everything, and you have put a lot of exhausting time into it, Has this made you, because you grew up a Colts fan because of your father and everything, has this made you somewhat of a fan?
I told you before, I'm not necessarily a fan of the team. I root for them to win for the show. And because
I know, but I'm asking, has this changed you? Has this changed
you? I'm definitely a fan of the players that I've talked to.
That's a no.
So it has not made you. It's not made you embrace the team anymore and wish that.
I will root for them. I will root for them, but to my core, I'm not going to lie to you.
So to your core, you're still a Colts fan.
I don't really care about the Colts that much anymore. It's kind of like him with the Raiders.
He's agnostic, is what he is.
Right.
When it comes to rooting for a team.
Once Peyton retired, I was lost a lot of zeal.
He roots for guys, not for teams.
Now, how could he? So I know that in your previous books, you sold quite a few. Like, people would be surprised how many books you sold before. If you sell, like, you know, thousands of books, can you get on a list when you're self-published? Or is it hard to get on a list?
I don't think I'm not shooting to get on. I don't think I'm doing that. I think if you can get on a New York Times bestsellers list, mm-hmm. from my understanding, if you sell 5,000 books in a week.
In a week. You've sold 5,000 books before, but
I
not
sold
in
about
a week.
5,000 books for Still Barking.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, I'm going to tell people this, the shipping part. If you buy the book today, it's going to be a couple weeks to get to you because I need to gauge the interest before I order the books from the printer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But on day one of Still Barking, we sold 1,200 books. So I would hope that we sell a bunch of books. If you'd like Still Barking, I think you're going to like this book a lot.
And this is... like, not about the show. This is about the Skins. This is about the Commanders.
Yes, but the show is weaved through there. There's a chapter in the book called Let Jaden Cook.
Thank you. I should get some royalties on that.
You should get a piece.
I should get some royalties cake.
There you should.
The junkies are sprinkled throughout the book. That's the great thing about podcasts. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can go back and listen to what we were saying week by week. So you kind of get that fan experience through the junkies and even some callers throughout the book. As you have the ups and downs of the season, they were 7-2. Then next thing you know, they were 7-5. You said, let Jaden cook. And sure enough, he did cook.
Well, they listened to me. What were you going to tell you, Cakes?
Hey, they listen to smart minds. That's all.
FaithRestoredBook.com. Everybody sign up.
The promo video is there. And you can also, I'll post it during the commercial break.
And what's great about it is it's not just about the junkies and our story. This is about the team. This is about an iconic franchise coming back to life.
That's it. I like to tell people, like, when I would run into people and they'd say, what are you up to? And I said, I'm working on a new book. Say, stories in three acts. It's glory years, destruction, and resurrection. Although it's mostly the resurrection because there's a chapter called New Sheriff in Town. That's Josh Harris. I believe that's chapter 7. Game Changer is drafting Jaden Daniels. That's chapter 9. There's 28 chapters in the book.
Nice.
So hope you check it out. Faith Restored. Book.com is where you get it. I'll post a video during the break. Remember, got Kadri Ismail. Talk about this Ravens-Commanders game coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.